What we believe. We believe in being positive. We often find counsel in the Scriptures to rejoice and be of good cheer. The Lord tells us in 2 Nephi 2:25, "Men are that they might have joy." The purpose of this life is to lead us to the joy the Lord ultimately promises. Being of good cheer does not mean being ignorant or naive to life's challenges. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926-2004, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, described cheerfulness as a deep trust in God's unfolding purposes, not only for all of mankind, but for each of us as individuals. Challenges will certainly come, for they are a natural part of mortality, but we don't have to be weighed down by discouragement and sadness. We can put our trust in the Lord and be positive. Jesus Christ promised us we would experience tribulation, but He also urged, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world," from John 16, verse 33. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899-1994, taught that because we have the gospel, we as Latter-day Saints should be the most optimistic and the least pessimistic. We all feel sorrow and discouragement from time to time, but we can still be of good cheer. Elder Richard G. Scott, 1928-2015, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, said, "I witness that with faith in the Savior and obedience to His teachings, happiness never ends, but sadness does. We can live with joy, knowing that our afflictions shall be but a small moment," from DNC 121, verse 7. As we put our trust in God's plan for us and choose to live with a positive attitude, our ability to deal with life's challenges will be strengthened. Our worries and fears will affect us less, and we will experience the joy He wants for us.
Choose to be happy. So much in life depends on our attitude. The way we choose to see things and respond to others makes all the difference. To do the best we can and then to choose to be happy about our circumstances, whatever they may be, can bring peace and contentment. We can't direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails. For maximum happiness, peace, and contentment, may we choose a positive attitude. President Thomas S. Monson, Living the Abundant Life, Ensign, January 2012, page 4.
End of the article, "We Believe in Being Positive," read by Scott Christopher.